U.S. military in a new fight
to confront the worst Ebola epidemic in history.
ISIS targets hit southwest of Baghdad.
What this means is we're the air force of the Iraqi military.
Wildfire scorches homes in a northern California town.
All that's left there is bricks. It's completely gone.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the American military is being sent to a new battleground, and the enemy is Ebola, the virus blamed for more than 2,200 deaths in West Africa. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The U.S. response to the Ebola epidemic will move to a new level.
The president has identified it as a top national security priority.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says that priority will be reflected in a dramatically ramped up U.S. effort. Today, the president will announce a plan for thousands of U.S. military personnel and experts from other agencies to set up a new command base in Liberia. It will coordinate the construction of treatment centers and distribution of medical supplies, protective gear, and even body bags for the drive to control Ebola in West Africa.
CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons.
They will assist in building these facilities and then likely monitoring them to make sure that they're run properly, that they're not exposing the virus to civilians or other people within the area.
Two Americans are being treated for Ebola here in this country. Two others recovered. One of them, Dr. Kent Brantley, testifies today at a congressional hearing. The latest U.S. air attack on ISIS militants in Iraq hit targets in the shadow of the capital. Michael Rubin is at the American Enterprise Institute.
What really struck me is that the airstrikes happened southwest of Baghdad, which shows just how far ISIS has penetrated into Iraq.
CBS's Cammie McCormick says key defense officials go before Congress today.
Neither Congress nor the White House want U.S. ground troops in Iraq or Syria, and House Republicans say their approval will come with an explicit ban on combat troops. They also want to see a Pentagon plan 15 days before the training of moderate Syrian fighters begins. Another bill would limit the U.S. engagement to 18 months and rule out military action outside of Iraq or Syria, indicating some lawmakers are worried this fight against ISIS could expand.
I'm Vicky Barker. ISIS has gone too far, even for al-Qaeda. Britain's independent newspaper reports al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate pleaded for the release of British aid worker Alan Henning within days of his kidnapping late last year. The argument that Henning was an innocent civilian trying to ease the suffering of Syrian Muslims and that harming him would be un-Islamic. The plea was in vain. ISIS is threatening to behead Henning next.
A suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan. Afghanistan's capital killed three NATO service members, one a soldier from Poland. The other nationality is unclear. Reporter Kate Clark is in Kabul, reporting via Skype.
It was a massive explosion. People talked about cars actually jumping up off the road. The vehicle the suicide bomber was driving was completely destroyed.
Ukraine's parliament has ratified a deal to deepen economic and political ties with the European Union. A similar move earlier this year prompted the crisis that ousted the president, led to Russia annexing Crimea, and sparked the war with separatists. But the parliament's also approved a measure that gives eastern Ukraine more autonomy as part of a peace agreement. Here at home, 100 homes in Weed, California, right near the Oregon border, have been damaged or destroyed by a surging wildfire. Roy Ventura is one of 1,500 people told to leave the area.
It just came so quick. A firestorm. The wind just took it so quick.
10 major fires are burning in California. One in the central part of the state has destroyed more than 30 homes. Downed wires suspended Amtrak service between Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia this morning. Some Maryland commuter trains have been affected, too. More allegations are swirling around NFL star Adrian Peterson. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Steve, our CBS affiliate KHOU obtained photos of another one of Peterson's children by a different mother. The photo shows an injury to the child's forehead. Text messages indicate it happened while Peterson gave the boy a, quote, whooping. Both the team and Peterson's attorney say the incident happened last year. No charges were filed. The claim surfaced right before the Minnesota Vikings reactivated the running back, even though he does face a charge of child abuse for hitting another one of his kids with a wooden switch.
Odile is now a weakening tropical storm, but it's still dumping rain on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. CBS's Ben Tracy says the storm did plenty of damage.
Many who had taken shelter found piles of debris where their homes once stood. They gathered their remaining possessions and were worried about looting. This woman said, when we arrived, everything was destroyed. Now we just have to start to clean up everything that's left.
Tens of thousands of tourists are stranded in hotels and resorts that are now shelters. The main airport suffered some storm damage, too. On Hawaii's Big Island, lava from the Kilauea volcano has entered a vacant lot in a rural subdivision. No evacuations have been ordered as yet, but the lava could cut off the main highway within weeks. A new survey finds almost two-thirds of parents use car booster seats for their kids. That's a higher percentage than previously thought. But CBS's Barry Bagnano tells us the concern is they don't stay in those seats long enough.
So, Barry, how tall is 57 inches? Every parent needs to break out their measuring tape
to determine when to move a child from a car booster seat. 9 out of 10 parents do it too soon, according to a new survey.
Most kids, 50%, reach that when they're about 11 years old.
Kate Carr of Safe Kids Worldwide says carpools can be especially challenging.
61% of the parents told us they observed other parents bending the rules.
One quarter admit when children are riding with them, they don't make them buckle up on every trip. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A new report looks at drug use among adolescents. Dr. Peter Delaney is director of the Center for Behavioral Health Statistics.
We're seeing the rate of illicit drug use decreasing among 12 to 17-year-olds. It's now around 8.8% of that population, down from last year at about 9.5%.
A few hours ago, Trump Plaza closed in Atlantic City, the fourth casino to shut its doors there this year. Ruth Hardrick was a dealer. Now she's dealing with unemployment.
A lot of us started here in our 20s and 30s. We're at this stage of the game now, like in your 50s, and you kind of like have to rethink your game plan, what you're going to do.
When it opened in 1984, Donald Trump called it the finest building in Atlantic City. St. Louis, the gateway to the West and long one of the country's top industrial centers, is making an aggressive effort now to go high-tech.
Most people don't think of St. Louis as a startup town.
Aaron Perlett with Accelerate St. Louis. Mahesh Jain, co-founder of Cafe Press, says in 1999 he had to start the company in California, but now...
The ability to do that in St. Louis today, you could definitely do that.
Techies are bringing the city's red brick warehouses back to life.
Welcome aboard.
And airlines are now adding direct flights to San Francisco to keep up with demand. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, St. Louis.
Panama ranks first in a global survey on well-being, how people feel about their lives. In fact, 6 of the top 10 countries are in Latin America. The United States ranks 12th. Syria and Afghanistan are at the bottom of this analysis by Gallup and a Tennessee wellness firm. In this country, just a third of the respondents say they have enough money to ease their worries and do what they want to do. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.